Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Stories with the Pittsburgh Steelers who had to come out and talk about their players showing up at Trump's speech last Friday in Pittsburgh. And then also some big-time layoffs with Walt Disney. And we have a Disney brawl that will set us up for the actual Fight Club segment at 9:10 this morning.
Oh,
because
boy.
Fights equal ratings. Yes. And by the way, speaking of ratings, going to be a ratings bonanza on Friday. I got to imagine a lot of people with a soft spot in their heart will be listening for six straight hours as we go out to Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Westchester Pike, in Piazza Auto Group's Mercedes-Benz dealership, 1260. Was that Chester Pike, Westchester Pike?
So it says Wilmington Pike.
I know. I always get that confused.
Yeah.
But it's in Westchester.
Yes, it's in Westchester.
Yeah.
You can't miss it. It's a giant building.
Basically, every dealership on that road, like 90% of them are theirs.
Yes.
So and you can't miss it.
We'll be right outside 1260 Wilmington Pike. I expect to see everybody out there.
Yes.
And we can debate the big, beautiful bill.
Yes.
People are going back and forth about it.
Over coffee. Over donuts, dogs, and Dawn. So is there a debate in the chat as to do we have like a divided audience right now? Because if so, I think that's great for the show.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, no, people are
poll question. Do we do a poll?
What would the poll question?
I don't know. I don't look at the YouTube chat because it's not good for my mental health. So whatever you guys think the argument is, let's frame a question and throw up who's to blame, who gets credit, whatever you guys think.
Yeah, Kev says it's Wilmington Pike, not Westchester Pike.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Let's do a poll question. Why, we have people blaming Musk, or do we have people blaming Trump, or do we have people blaming Congress?
A lot of people are like, you know, they're not blaming Musk for this, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, I don't really think you can blame the guy. He did what he said he would do.
Did he, though?
Well, he identified the waste, the fraud, and the abuse. That's all he was tasked with, right?
Okay.
He wasn't asked to vote on anything. He wasn't asked to allocate the budget.
Hang on. He identified.
Right.
But, like, remember all these cases of Medicaid fraud? Like,
mm-hmm.
have they been sent to the DOJ?
Well, I mean, is that up to him to send it to a legal entity within the administration?
No, but you would think that all this hubbub about, you know, with the countdown and we're doing this and we're doing that, like, has anything, like, has there been any, is anybody looking into any sort of waste, fraud, and abuse?
I don't know.
Is there anybody looking into it whatsoever?
Don't know.
It's a great, I mean, you know.
I look at it this way. I'll bring this back to our line of work, our profession. Elon Musk was basically a radio consultant. He came in, he said, okay, here's what's wrong, here's what I would do, this is what I would gut, and then ultimately it's up to a brand manager or a market manager or a radio company to then act on what the consultant said is the problem. Elon Musk was the consultant. He came in, here's your problem, now go fix it.
Okay, so this also is on Congress then to?
Yes, okay. Yes, oh, absolutely on Congress. They have 45 days. If they don't codify this, there's going to be a lot of hardcore Trump supporters, or even not even hardcore Trump supporters, just people that voted for Donald Trump that love the idea of gutting waste, fraud, and abuse and, you know, stripping the Department of Education and stopping all this overseas funding. If they don't codify this with that $9.4 billion in cuts, if I'm them, I'd stay off social media. Whoever they are, Lindsey Graham, whoever votes against this. Dave McCormick, you name it. Don't matter local, doesn't matter national, doesn't matter Senate, doesn't matter House. If they don't go through with this, at least here's the thing with Rand Paul, too. I like Rand Paul from a conservative financial aspect. But Rand Paul just poops on everything, but never gives a solution to anything. right? Like, that's like me complaining about the head coach, and then somebody says, well, you have anybody better? And I'm like, no. Like, can Rand Paul just, like, come up with his own idea if he doesn't want to, if he thinks this is a bad idea financially? Well, then what's your solution, Mr. Eye Doctor? He's on my nerves, too.
Here's the problem. Like, Ramjet said, it's all on Congress, which is why nothing will happen. The Republicans control the...
Yes, everything.
The Senate and
everything.
So, executive branch, House,
and they're going to screw it up.
All right, so then what's the answer then? Okay, like if it's all in Congress, but we have, you know, we fight for a Republican Congress, they're not going to do anything anyway.
No.
So what's the, I mean...
They're not going to do anything.
You're telling me with this Congress, if there was a sniff, a whiff of waste, fraud, and abuse, as Elon Musk claimed in Medicaid and all of this stuff, you don't think that would have been brought to the DOJ by now?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Can Pam Bondi come to them? It's her operation, right? I don't know what she's doing. But I guess she got the... Well, I do know. She's got the Epstein files on her desk. They're on her desk. They've been on her desk. They've been on the desk since Easter. They're there.
Well, they have like to go paper, through it. They have to go through with a fine-tooth comb.
Like my stack here. It's like on my desk.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'm done.
A bunch of empty promises.
Enough of this topic. I feel like I'm doing Eagles radio again. The same topic for 4 hours. I got to move on. Head's going to explode. 855-839-1210. Let's get to the news. Round number two at 7:07. Here is the great Dawn Stensland.
And good morning, Kale and Company News Live. Yes, this Wednesday morning, June the 4th, and we are sponsored in the news this morning by, we are sponsored by Kitchen Magic. So in the news this morning, let's get to it as we talk about, we're in the 60s with these air quality code orange alerts. So even though we have clear skies, you may say, wait a minute, it looks really hazy out. It's because of the Canada wildfires. That's what is causing this haze across our entire region. That means Philadelphia, surrounding suburbs, South Jersey, all throughout the region. So we're watching that very carefully. We also have a breaking news story of two Philadelphia police officers. They are injured and receiving treatment while rescuing a boater who overturned in the Schuylkill River early this morning. This is the 3800 block of Falls Road, Fairmount Park, not too far from Boathouse Row, if you will. Happened in the 5 o'clock hour where their boat overturned. Witnesses calling 911, reporting a canoe overturning. There was at least one person in the river yelling for help. So 911 calls go out. Police and marine rescue crews were dispatched. And so they were able to help the man, but they were injured after slipping on the rocks right near the shoreline. And they're at a nearby hospital right now getting checked out. It doesn't sound like anything is life-threatening, but the good news is the boater has since been pulled from the water. No word on his condition, but...
Who goes canoeing at 5 in the morning?
You know why? Because people are pulling giant catfish out of the Schuylkill River.
Is it a fishing thing?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know in this case, but people are fishing and getting some huge catfish.
Wow.
Yeah, and for crew, like Michael, my son at LaSalle College High School, did crew. This is when they practice, the early mornings.
Really? Even before the sun comes up?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez. I would have figured
early in the morning.
You at least wait until 6 or 7 a.m.
Mm-mm. No, they're out there.
Stocker, you're a big fisherman, aren't you? You're a fisher guy.
I love fishing.
Yeah?
Yeah, I go fishing. I was fishing all Memorial Day weekend when it wasn't raining.
All right.
So there are a lot of national headlines. I forget because we go back and forth. Do you want me to talk about the Colorado updates, fungus?
Yes, because I did not have that.
So some of these headlines that we want to, I know we'll get into it, and Greg has sound and all that good stuff, but the wife and all five children of that terror suspect in Colorado, the suspect identified as Muhammad Sabri Solomon, the wife and the five children arrested by federal immigration agents. And the word from federal officials, and I know Kristi Noem was putting out, confirming this on social media, that they would be deported. That's the plan. So as far as the suspect, he's 45. We've talked a lot, obviously, about the tragedy this week. An Egyptian national accused of injuring these 12 people with a homemade flamethrower and those so-called Molotov cocktails during what authorities are calling an anti-Semitic attack in Boulder, Colorado. They say he was living in this country, living here illegally after his legal status had expired. His family, they've been stripped of their visa status and they're being held right now at a federal detention facility in southern Texas.
Mm.
So that from officials, as the intent here is to deport the family using a process by which they can expedite their removal.
Good. Chris Van Hollen's on the first flight from Maryland to Boulder right now.
We have Christy Nome. Roll Christy. Phil, you just had it, buddy. Going on here.
There she is.
Hi, everyone. I'm Homeland Security Secretary Christy Nome. Today, the Department of Homeland Security and ICE are taking the family of suspected Boulder, Colorado terrorist and illegal alien Mohammed Soleiman into ICE custody. Now, Mohammed's despicable actions will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But we're also investigating to what extent his family knew about this horrific attack, if they had any knowledge of it, or if they provided support to it. I am continuing to pray for the victims of this attack and for all of their families. Our thoughts and our prayers go out to all of them, and I want them to know that justice will be served.
Good. I love the fact that the whole family has been apprehended. You mean to tell me this guy was planning this for over a year and nobody in the family knew? And then we also hear in the reporting, Dawn, I believe, I'm assuming she is one of the five that was rounded up. The daughter. The daughter, right? The college, waiting to graduate either high school or college.
That was the word that he had written these notes, these messages to his wife and five children. According to authorities, hid them in a desk drawer before carrying out the attack 100 miles away from where the family lived in Colorado Springs. So he drove to Boulder. And in this one, by the way, 12 people injured. Eight of those victims are still hospitalized, including they're the ages of 52 to 88. The 88-year-old being, and some of them, the reports by these witnesses with, I mean, that their legs or their parts of their bodies looked melted.
Yeah.
They were burned so badly. These are horrific, horrific injuries, and these people are suffering in the hospital. But the 88-year-old, we've talked about Holocaust survival from childhood, came to this country, became a legal citizen. So Soleiman, I know that tomorrow he'll face those serious charges of 16 counts of attempted first-degree murder, but he's already been charged with the federal hate crime to hold him behind bars, faces...
Yeah.
Certainly. They said faces up to, more than 600 years, multiple life sentences if convicted.
Remember the story we were talking about at the Barstool Bar in Philly with the anti-Semitism with the Temple student? And remember how Portnoy said he was going to send the suspect to Auschwitz to learn about the Holocaust?
Yeah.
Here's what we should do. We should get that 88-year-old lady that survived the Holocaust, who now has burns all over her body at almost 90 years old. And we should take every college student from these Ivy League schools and sit them down in a big assembly hall and let her talk to them about what globalized the Intifada means. And maybe the light bulb will go off for all these smarty pants that have 1,500 SAT scores that get into Harvard and Columbia and Penn, but that so apparently... have no clue what they're talking about in protesting on behalf of the wrong side. Let's sit down with that lady once she recovers, hopefully, from her burns, and let her describe what her life has been like.
Now, you know, on social media, so the family of this suspect who's in custody facing all these charges, the fury was growing on social media. As people were talking about the teen daughter, because reportedly Soleiman, the accused terrorist, he was waiting for his daughter to graduate high school and she's headed to college. So the fury was growing as people then were claiming that, in fact, she had been written about. She was like a media darling in Colorado, that she had received scholarships. And so people were saying, wait a minute, you know, how does this individual who just came to this country a couple years ago is getting into great colleges, getting taxpayer funded, you know, whatever, these scholarships, grants, etc. So that's a question that we have hanging out there. Is that all true?
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of claims back and forth on that one. But at this point, she's at a detention center with her four siblings and her mom. And I don't know if they're going to, because he's now being labeled as a terrorist in this brotherhood terrorism group. So Egypt, is Egypt going to take him? No. Is Kuwait? So who would take
right.
the wife and the children of this individual.
Yeah, a majority of these Middle Eastern countries that surround and border, the Palestine region, so to speak, the Gaza Strip, Israel. None of these countries want to take any of these people. they got their own fish to fry and their own issues. I mean, that's been pretty much well documented. Egypt doesn't want them. Turkey doesn't want them. Syria doesn't want them. So
we also have the confirmation from FBI Director Kash Patel. This is also something that's, as you can imagine, it has gone viral as he confirmed the arrest.
This needs to be getting way more publicity coverage than it's getting, in my opinion.
Two Chinese nationals charged with allegedly smuggling into the U.S. a fungus. It is called Fusarium graminearum.
I had that this morning.
Classifies as a potential agroterrorism weapon. That confirmation from the Justice Department, as well as from the FBI director, putting this out on social media. And so these two alleged agroterrorism agents came into the country to research at the University of Michigan. They're saying, they're putting out here that this is a dangerous fungus, and identifying these two individuals as having their loyalty to the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, receiving funding from the Chinese government for similar work on this pathogen in China. So it's Zhang. It's the woman is charged with being complicit. And then the boyfriend, Zun Yong Li, he's being charged. Now,
I will
tell you, because I know my fungi, okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm always out there with my neem and my holistic sprays on the American beech trees and the whole thing. So I'm like, wait a minute, I've reported on this, Fusarium graminearum. So I looked it up. We've had it in the States for many years. And even as I was looking up, the Penn Extension, Penn State, because we're a big, obviously, any kind of agroterrorism that affects us here in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and our region. And so this has to do with causing a blight in crops like wheat. But we've known about this. We have it here currently. It was the Penn's Extension, PSU's Extension, wrote a big thing about it about 3 years ago. So there,
not as big of a deal then, or...
I'm not saying it's not a big deal, okay. But it's not something that's rare, or that I think that the question is, they're saying that they smuggled the fungi into the country. Like, in what, do they have toenail fungus? Was it in a Petri dish? I don't have that information for you, so I'm trying to just give you the most objective.
Well, you sent us the story last night, and I read it, and they labeled it a dangerous biological pathogen. And I'm thinking, oh, great, 5 years removed from COVID. Where did that airborne virus come from? China. I just want to shut everything down from China. Let's just close off China from America.
This fungus that causes the head blight for the wheat, barley, all the rice and everything, I'm just telling you, and it creates health issues for humans and livestock and et cetera. I'm just telling you, it is not something that is not here already.
Okay.
I'm just being real here.
So then, why are they arresting them?
If it's
here already.
The allegation is they were. So I don't know how they smuggled. I'm being serious. Did they have little petri dishes? What do they have there? Is it a supersized form of this fungi? Because you can look it up yourself. Penn State, all the universities, they've been writing up about this. They were concerned about it even 3 years ago in a summer crop that it popped up. So this is something that has been in the United States of America for many, many years.
Are they experimenting with it at Penn State?
I don't.
Or are they just reporting on it?
They were reporting on it and treating it.
Because I'll send Penn State to China, too.
Oh, jeez. No, I'm not alleging that. I'm just saying, what did they find? How were they tipped off? And is it curious to you, because curious minds always want to know, is it curious to you at the same point that the administration is negotiating with Chinese President Xi, and they're in this delicate negotiation, that all of a sudden these two in Michigan are arrested with an alleged fungi, agroterrorism allegation.
Kash Patel can bring this right to Trump's desk during the tariff negotiations and say, sir, I think you have a little leverage here.
So I'm just putting that out there. The Senate, and by the way, if you just tuned in as, you know, Nick Kalin's big take and talking about the big beautiful bill and all of that, the discussion continues, even though the House voted on it and sent it to the Senate. They're still it's not passed in the Senate. So I don't, because I think somebody inferred that we were saying it was passed.
No. They have 45 days.
So I just want to put that out there.
Okay.
So we got that going on, which is nice. Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection issuing the code orange alert. Expect, even though we have clear skies, 89 degrees or 80 plus. Nick will give you that forecast in a second. But we have the wildfire smoke coming from Canada. And so there's a risk for little babies, for the elderly, anybody with asthma or anything of that nature, if you're out and about. And putting out the word, by the way, for our construction workers who are out here dressed in their orange. You know, if you work on the roads, all of that, you want to be safe.
Yes, you do.
So we got that going on. Phil's winning Phillies, Bryce Harper back, and we won that score 8-3. So we won against, and that series continues.
You did nothing.
But it's nice to see Bryce come back.
Tony's going to say we.
Yeah.
You did nothing.
The Phillies defeated the Blue Jays 8-3. Bryce Harper is back.
Thank you.
After his 1 week hiatus for a bruise. Yeah. I tell you, baseball players, soft as can be.
Can I tell you something?
Imagine a football player missing a week because he had a bruise.
Well, a 95-degree fastball to the elbow?
Yeah, no, that hurts. Ouch. You're right. No, you're right. It does hurt.
And you know what else hurts sometimes? This heat, Nikhale.
Oh, it doesn't hurt. It hurts so good, Dawn. 57 degrees right now. It's going up to 89 today. We've got 89 tomorrow. We've got 85 Friday. Just in time for a washout of a weekend with showers in the 70s. Philly weather brought to you by MTRule.com, your Generac generator experts. That's MTRUHL.com. Tony Bruno is coming up in about 20 minutes. Up next, though, is it any wonder liberals are having a mental health crisis? Stay right there. It's Kale and Company. But first, a word from our friends at the Piazza Auto Group. Summer is here. Temps are in the 80s, right? So it's time to level up the fun this summer in a new Civic hybrid sedan or the hatchback. From our friends at Piazza Honda, the Civic Hybrid received the honor of being named the 2025 North American Car of the Year with an impressive 50 city or 47 highway miles per gallon rating. The sporty Civic sedan now comes with the efficiency and the excitement of hybrid performance. Visit Piazza Honda of Philadelphia, Langhorne, Pottstown, Reading, or my home dealership location, Springfield. You can check it out today or browse over 200 hybrid vehicles online. Just go to piazzahonda.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Marjorie is in Palm Coast, Florida, and I'm assuming this is not Marjorie Taylor Greene. Hello, Marjorie.
Uh-oh, hang on. Let's
do all that setting up.
What's happening?
There we go.
Guys, what the hell is happening with the phone?
Ah, jeez. Marjorie, Palm Coast, Florida going once. Marjorie, aww. Palm Coast, Florida going twice.
It's unbelievable to me that this is not, we had an issue with Tony Bruno. Guys, pot one is not working. I need somebody to go to engineer and get somebody in here.
My day.
To fix this.
Yes.
We can't do a talk radio show without phone calls and Tony Bruno, okay?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Alec Baldwin couldn't. I think all of us could do an entire day without calls because we're that talented, but I get your point.
Why do I come in here every day?
I know.
Why do I do this?
Here we go. Should we try?
Get down to engineering. Get Dave Scalish in here and fix this now.
Should we try Tony?
No, it's not working.
Tony in Pottstown.
No, it's not working.
Okay. Well, Tony in Pottstown, my amigo, I can't take your call, but I'm sure you can hear me. Godspeed. All right, let's get to this story anyway. I was going to talk about this, the mental health. We might have to examine the mental health of Stalker in about 90 seconds.
I just ask. For things to work. All I do.
All right, total side note.
I'm getting railroaded for YouTube. I'm getting railroaded by my own staff. Can we please get this done so I can do a radio show? That's all I ask. Jesus.
I said this to Jimmy Kelly yesterday. And maybe it wasn't Jimmy Kelly. Maybe it would have been Phil. I said it to whoever it was. I said, isn't it amazing how talk radio stations, whether it's sports, news, traffic, weather, the phone systems are the biggest disgusting abominations, to use Elon Musk's quote, in the history of any device. It's not here. It's here. It's when I was in Nashville, when I was on satellite, when I was doing sports, when I was in the Lehigh Valley. The amount of times that call screeners and phone systems crash. It's 2025. By the way, I have to rip I'm not going to name the company, but my cell phone provider constantly losing connection. Really? In my own house. My internet dropping. I have to pull out the blue cord. I got to run a 90-foot Ethernet cord in my house down my steps to get to my laptop because randomly at 3:30 in the afternoon, when your boy's doing the big take, the internet goes.
What happens at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? The kids all get home from school.
Yeah, and they jam everything up with their devices.
Yep, and their video games.
Phones are done. We're done with cell phones. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna throw some pork into the one big beautiful bill, and we're gonna ban tech. We're gonna go back to the 1980s. Give me a nice little TV, a big square brown box on the floor. I want my clicker. I want a 12 channels, and give me a landline.
Yeah, let's try.
Remember how good landlines were back in the day? Did we ever have issues with landlines?
Tony in Pottstown, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Oh!
Yay!
Yes, yes. Tony, hola, amigo. ¿Cómo está?
Estoy bien. ¿Cómo está, le vous, monsieur? You parle français?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, sure. Si. Si.
What's up, guys? How are you?
What's up, brother?
God. I thought I was never going to get in.
We lost all the
phone.
Hang on a second. We lost all the calls that were on there. 855-839-1210. Call back if you were on hold for 25 minutes and we couldn't get to you. We apologize.
Go ahead, dude. Know. What do you got?
Well, number one, I want to agree with you about what you said of Elon Musk. Elon Musk came into the American government just like a business consultant. To try to cut the fat, not literally, but yeah, maybe literally as well, to cut all the bad. And now it's time for the government itself to fix it, right? That is point number one. You were on point on that one.
Yep.
Number two, I want Mr. Greg to explain this whole fighting competition that we have, because if it's possible, I would like to get on one of them.
Mr. Greg.
Number three, you guys were talking about the vaccines yesterday. I was telling you, screaming that my boss got vaccinated, all his family got vaccinated. It wasn't necessary because we were doing landscaping. I never missed a day of work during COVID. I got COVID. My wife got COVID. We never vaccinated. None of my kids are vaccinated. My boss vaccinated all his family. He had a stroke on Thursday, and his daughter is having chest problems. So there he goes, the vaccines for you.
Yeah, that's awful to hear, Tony. So you want to submit a Fight Club submission to Mr. Greg, correct?
Yes, I want to know what the game is, because I haven't kind of put it together, because, you know, I'm working. I work for a living.
Yeah.
But I want to hear the whole
I work
shebang.
For a living.
Yes. We find people actually submit to me. Like, I got one early this morning from Chris Eppolito that'll be put into the hopper.
Ooh, that's from the chat room, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my guy right there.
Ed Durr has submitted a bunch to me. We had today is a submission from somebody in South Jersey. So, like, you know, if you find something, if you find a cool fight that you want us to highlight on Fight Club at 9:10 every morning, send it to me, greg.stocker@odyssey.com.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then we vote.
I'm going to do my work on that.
And then we vote at the end of the week for the best fight of the week.
So wherever you find it, Tony, on social media, the internet, wherever you find the video, send it to greg.stocker@odyssey, AUDACY.com. Email it to him, and it'll be in the rotation.
Okay. Great show, guys. I love you guys, and you guys make my morning.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
I don't care
what the Democrats say. There we go.
Neither do I. there he is. He's like, I work for a living, a landscape. Damn right. There'll be a killer out there today, cutting grass, 89 degrees. By the way, we got like 90 seconds before we get to Bruno here. Going to bring Bruno in here around 7:40. I have a HOA, and we'll have a different HOA when we move to our permanent house on August 15th. I'm going to put in an amendment. I'm going to throw something into the one big beautiful bill that Nick Kale is going to draft. No landscaping or cutting my grass during napping hours. It's killing me, Dawn. For the last 3 weeks,
every Tuesday,
really are a man of the people. Every Tuesday at 11:30. Why don't you just power wash my bedroom window while I sleep, for God's sakes?
Can you imagine?
Can we stop doing this?
Can you imagine people driving to work and they're trying to relate to you and you're talking about napping at 11:30
I might be the most relatable man on
what
radio.
What a hideous human you are.
No.
Just awful.
We're awful. We're up at like 3.
Oh, God.
We're up at 3 in the morning.
Just not relatable at all.
It's not true.
Christ.
You know, in a serious note, can't you get like canceling? I don't know. Well, no, you don't like to wear ear. Maybe like a white noise machine.
Well, you know, some people that do morning radio that I know across the country in different markets and different time zones, they have those blinds and curtains that black out the room completely.
That's what I have in my house.
Oh, you have those?
Yeah. I have that too.
For Lair Bear.
You guys, you like them? You notice a huge difference?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Totally.
Yeah, because I don't see even, I mean, I close my blinds when I take my nap and I pull them down so even if my window open because it's nice out, I don't, the light doesn't bother me, but I can't have somebody out there basically drilling concrete
BPO,
directly in front of my house.
BPO, you are correct. A grown man should not be taking a nap at 11:30. Like, just stop. Just say you're meditating or say you're doing something. Say you're doing yoga. That's way more manly than, I can't nap at 11:30.
Look, it's either I take a nap or I'm on ketamine like Elon.
Like you're a six-month-old.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, yes. I'm exactly.
Relate to the common man, bro.
Relate to the common
man. Oh, God.
I am the common man. I drink, I bitch, and I talk. I am the common man. I just enjoy a nap. And I have the science that proves that it's worth my time. By the way, I'm actually going to debunk science. The whole 30-minute nap thing. Dude, I go 2 hours. I get up, I'm gold.
Nothing going on in your life.
20 minutes.
You can sit. You can nap for 2 hours.
I've got everything timed out throughout my entire day.
Lord,
I'm methodical. Everything is scripted. It's like a CNN telecast.
I'm going to be reevaluating everything this summer. Let me just say that, and I'm not joking.
No, but you need the blinds and then the curtains.
Yeah.
Because that'll help with the noise.
Yeah.
And then like a white noise machine or like a some kind of a fan.
That
or
sounds
a
little racist, Dawn. I need a multicolored noise. White noise. By the way, good Michael Keaton movie if you're into Supernatural.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Type stuff.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
I know one man's a paranormal fan, Tony Bruno. He investigates ghosts. He's been in about paranormal activity for 20 years.
Tony, help me out here. This son of a bitch naps at, at 11:30. Can you imagine that?
I can't imagine, no. Even when I've been up all night, I can't go take a nap during the day.
So, Bruno, back
come on, Nick. What's wrong with you, man?
So, back in the day when you were doing mornings out on the West Coast or on ESPN Radio or with Angelo, you know, 35, 40 years, you never were a napper guy at all doing morning radio?
No, I wouldn't. The only day I would take a nap is when I was working at ESPN, and I would, you know, get off the air at 1 a.m. Monday morning and then jump in my car and drive from Bristol, Connecticut, all the way back to Philly to the studios at WIP,
right,
and then go right back on the air, and I would go to sleep as soon as I got home at noon.
Okay.
That was my only nap because I'd been awake for 24 consecutive hours. But as you get older, you don't even take naps. I hear this thing about old people, they have to nap all the time. I never have to take a nap. Never.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're a grown man, Tony. You're a grown man. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. He needs a baba too.
Yes.
A baba.
Yes.
Baba.
Preferably with Tito's and cranberry.
just hideous.
All right. The only thing more hideous is the media and their love for illegal immigrants. I just don't understand it. Not just illegal people in the country who are just trying to make a living. The absolute. This is USA Today's headline. Boulder suspect's daughter dreamed of studying medicine. Now she faces deportation. Oh. This is the media.
Yep.
And the one thing we can all agree, you cannot hate the media enough.
Yep. Agreed.
You're absolutely
right. I mean, there's
right.
not enough hate. There's not enough hate in the world for all of us to actually realize that the Washington Post, the Minnesota Trib, Star Tribune, every media outlet in this country is corrupt. And I don't root for anybody to get fired, but when the Washington Post, which will never go out of business, when people stop subscribing and paying for that kind of garbage, that's when the world can finally get back to a better place where we can understand that they are not doing their jobs to be the skeptics. Whenever government, politicians, or people do the wrong thing, they go turn the other way. Mm-hmm. They are the worst. And it pains me as a member of the media. It's just insane how pathetic these people are.
And it hasn't gotten any better since Jeff Bezos bought it, right? Like, he was trying to kind of rid it of all of its left-wing, super slanted commentary and reporters and journalists. And then the Washington Post got obliterated again yesterday because they went with a headline of, mysteriously, all the fentanyl into America has
stopped. All of a sudden... Imagine Jeff Bezos looking at that headline and seeing that this chick, Mary Gay, whatever her name was,
Scanlon.
Wrote this.
Yeah.
What? No, not Mary Gay Scanlon. She's a worthless senator from Pennsylvania, or houseman, whatever she is. She's a hag. She's a hag.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And you can quote me.
All right, let's get to some quotes in the form of audio and video. It's time for a midweek edition of What's on the Cut Sheet.
What's
we are on fire.
On the Cut Sheet?
What's on the Cut Sheet on this Wednesday, sponsored by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's is making waves with new Kool-Aid and Charcoalberry Finn Ice. Oh, yeah, with a fun mix of tropical fruit flavors in every bite. It's the must-try treat of the summer. Don't wait. Try Kool-Aid Charcoalberry Finn Ice at Rita's today. Be Kool-Aid at Rita's. Thank you, Rita's, for sponsoring the ever-important Wednesday edition of What's on the Cut Sheet. I meant to get to this yesterday, but we always run out of time. But that's good because, you know, it keeps you tuned in all week.
We have carryover content.
7:45 every day, baby. Simone Sanders is one of the new hosts on MSNBC. She does the MSNBC 7 p.m. show with Michael Steele and some other woman. I don't know who it is. By the way, the ratings for May were terrible for MSNBC.
Down
like 70% or something.
Uh-huh.
This is the show that replaced Joy Reid, by the way. And
who replaced Jen Psaki? Because she's been dumped from the nighttime lineup as well.
No, she hasn't.
Has she?
No, she was there last night.
Yeah, that's what I heard. She's out doing like Sunday mornings or something.
No, she was there last night. Huh.
All right, I don't you think I ever, if I actually turn on MSNBC. By the best part about MSNBC and CNN, now they're sniping at each other. That Larry guy, Lawrence O'Donnell, now mad that that Jake Tapper is out. Jake Tapper is going on every podcast on earth.
Yep.
Have you noticed it? Every time I turn my TV or I see a clip, he's on some podcast that no one's ever heard of.
Yeah.
And I heard the book sales are not good. So
they're not.
When you have MSNBC and CNN sniping at each other, you know it's time.
Amazing. Yeah. It's
for
amazing.
The duel. I want to see them both go out and stand in the middle of Broadway and go pace 50 yards apart and then turn and fire to end it once and for all for both of those people.
That should be
they both need to go out of business.
That'll be the final edition of Fight Club at 9:10.
By the way, we had we had that story earlier this week or maybe last week about Jake Tapper's book sales. First week he sold 53,000 copies, Tony, just to put that in perspective, Bob Woodward's book, you know, on the Trump White House sold 1.1 million copies the first week. So,
and he's been on like 100 million shows. Yeah, he's been on every show. 53,000 books.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Bob Woodward beat him 20-1.
And it's funny to watch him on Twitter try and dunk on people because he linked to a story about how his book made the International New York Times bestseller list. And I was the one who exposed this the other day because we work with book companies. I know the games that they play. Well, you have to buy from this because if you do, we get credit for the New York Times bestseller. It's all a pyramid scheme, this whole thing. You know what I mean? Like the New York Times, you can sell 10 books and as long as you buy them from the right vendor, you're on the New York Times bestseller list. It's all a scam.
Yep.
All right. Simone Sanders, asks. It's funny she didn't ask about this for the last 4 years, but wants to know who's running the country because Trump won't read an iPad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Roll this.
The bar is so low. This man, the oldest man, everybody going to talk about age? Everybody going to talk about Joe Biden? The oldest man to ever be president cannot bother himself with our nation's secrets, with the intel. I have to ask who's actually making the decisions.
Uh-oh.
Who is actually running the country?
Uh-oh.
Everybody wants to say Joe Biden wasn't running the country. I know for a fact he not only read his presidential daily brief, he was engaged in the meeting, he asked questions, and he gave directives. Donald Trump won't even bother to read the iPad.
Well, especially when this
he doesn't look at the iPad, he uses a droid. How about that? How about them apples, Simone?
Wow. Republicans, and now he and Simone Sanders are bringing MSNBC to the bottom of the Red Sea.
Yeah.
That's how bad that show is.
So basically, the only difference right now that we have from Joy Reid to Simone Sanders is, at least based on that video, Simone Sanders does not wear a wig.
And she's about 100 pounds heavier. But, that's what happens. TV puts another 50 pounds on you when you're a big ball black chick. And that's not that there's anything wrong with big ball black chicks.
No.
Absolutely not. And there's nothing wrong with big bald white dudes on YouTube. I mean, the YouTube camera right here puts at least 13 pounds on this frame.
13? Yes. Yeah, it's not that.
That was obvious.
Trust me, I might look 221, but I'm 208.
Yeah. That's our story, and we're sticking with it.
Damn right.
Oh, God. Oh, my Lord.
By the way, congratulations to the Colorado Rockies who have now won two games in a row, and now they are not the biggest. They've won two in a row to get. They won two. They won their first series of the year. Remember,
wow,
they had nine wins. So, congratulations, Colorado Rockies. You are no longer the biggest disgrace in your state of Colorado. It's everybody who's running the state of Colorado who's now worse than the Rockies. Congratulations.
Yes.
That's your baseball stat of the day. How about those Phillies? I'm wearing my drunk Phillies fans t-shirt today to commemorate the Phillies busting out the whooping sticks last night up in Toronto against the dreaded neighbors to the north. We should take, once the Phillies take this series, we should take Canada and call it the 51st state.
By the way, speaking of Canada, Dave Portnoy, did you guys see this?
Yeah, this is
the pizza review. Yeah, and somebody had said,
two Canada stories here back to back. Since Tony takes me in the direction of the cut sheet here, he was doing a pizza review in Toronto, and as he's doing it, somebody yells out "F the Jews." Yep. And the guys, the bros in back of them, start laughing.
Mm-hmm.
This is cut 16, Phil. Roll this.
So he's.
Oh, wait, hang on. I don't know what is happening here.
One cut, everybody knows the rules.
There we go.
No round numbers.
All right, let's start over.
Yeah.
Roll it.
So he's calling this old school terraza. One bite, everybody knows the rules. We didn't get here the first time. Place is very cool on the inside. We got Frankie Lasagna's whole story, which almost seemed borderline not believable. See, there we go. There we go. What are you guys laughing about?
Terrible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Here we go. One bite, everybody knows the rules. We won't let that get into. What is that Toronto hospitality there?
That's terrible.
Yeah, what's up with that fast food looking pizza that you're about to eat?
Dude, what is. If you look at Twitter now, yeah. his comments are just
filled with anti-Semitism.
It's just filled with anti-Semitism. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's now the new trendy thing to do. F the Jews, screw the Jews, bleep that, bleep this. It's disgusting. I love the fact that he checked those idiots back there with their phone because they want to, hey, look at me, I'm hanging out behind Dave Portnoy and I'm giggling because somebody goes by and says that. You think those people would have been laughing if Portnoy was black and that person that drove by said F the blacks?
Yep.
You think they would have laughed? Probably not. They'd have been scared.
Of course not.
Poopless.
But look at his face.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a little nervous because he's like looking because there's a crowd behind him laughing. You know what I mean? Like you would think somebody behind him would have gone, hey, that's, you know, or that wasn't the reaction. And so he kind of looks over his shoulder like, I don't know. I think he was a little nervous there.
I'm telling you.
And for good reason.
I'm telling you guys, like, it's like these things are not one-offs anymore.
Mm-mm.
Like
no.
we are heading down a very scary place, guys. A very scary place.
I said it yesterday in the big take with all the anti-Semitism. Something's going to happen big time. And Dave Portnoy's not going around, and he's well known. Everybody sees him out of a pizza shop. You know what he's doing. He doesn't have an entourage of security. I mean, we just saw two Jewish people leave a museum in Washington D.C.
Gunned down.
Yeah. You don't think there's some madman out there that would love to put a bullet in Portnoy's head because he's Jewish? If I was him, I don't believe you let these people control your life, but I hope Dave Portnoy has like a handgun or something.
Well, yeah, but he's
lock and load. You know, conceal carry. You got to do it. Open carry. I'm for open carry now. Not just alcoholic beverages.
Yeah.
Down the streets of San Francisco, I'm saying it's time for people, and I'm not talking about civil war or that stuff, but if you walk around nowadays in a big city, that's what I did in Philly in 2020. I got my concealed carry permit. I recommend everybody do the same thing.
Yep.
But he was in Canada. You can't do that in Canada. You know what I mean? Like this is insanity. It's insanity that like we're history. I say this all the time. History repeats itself.
Of course it does.
And like to say, well, that happened 60, 70 years ago. It's not going to happen now. It's happening again.
We literally were lectured for 5 years about Black Lives Matter, right? Nonstop, shoved down our throat. And now the same party that lectured us on eradicating hatred and racism and we're all the same, diversity, equity, and inclusion. That same side is silent while Jews are under attack the way they claimed black people were 5 years ago.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
Exactly. All right, another one from the dumb country of Canada. I hate Canada.
Do they get anything right?
I hate Canada.
What does Canada offer? Why do we want to make it the 51st state? You know what we should do? We should acquire it and then trade it to China for future picks to be named later.
Air Canada flew its first ever all LGBTQIA plus flight.
Did it crash?
Oh, good for you.
In honor of Pride Month, this is the first ever. I don't know about you guys, but I'd be super safe knowing that there's a bunch of DEI hires in my on my plane. roll this.
It was a bit of a range of emotions this morning coming here and getting dressed for this flight.
C'est un moment historique qu'on vit aujourd'hui. J'ai trouvé ça une bonne initiative.
Ah, the French! The French!
Jean-François! René Junior! That's René Junior!
Et voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Yeah.
We are doing the first ever, now let me get that one straight because a few letters have been added to this one.
Oh, God.
2S LGBTQIA+.
He said, let me get this straight.
Hang on.
That's interesting.
Pause it and rewind. Yeah. What is 2S?
I don't know. Have they added to it?
Hang on.
Keep adding to this?
2S. You're
going to need another font.
2S LGBTQIA+.
What happens first? More letters added to the LGBTQ+ or more money added to our national deficit?
That was QIA+.
No, it's 2SL.
Two-spirit.
Read it from beginning to end.
Wait, hang on.
It stands for two-spirit.
Okay.
I'm looking this up. Gay, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, or questioning.
Questioning. All right, so you're kind of like in purgatory of your own identity.
What's the IA?
Iverson, comma, Allen.
Trust the process. Number three.
We're going to need a longer month. Can we make June 32 days now?
June is officially expanded. The College Football Playoff Expansion Committee has extended June to 32 days.
It's only 30. And by the way, it's not only my birthday month. It's not only Father's Day.
Mm.
But it's Juneteenth is coming up, too. We have a Juneteenth show planning now?
Yes.
Yes, and they at City Hall this week raising the Juneteenth flag.
Mm.
Why don't we take Father's Day out of June and drop it into another month? Can we do that? Can I get an amendment for that? Would the House pass it?
When would you do it, though? Because dads like this. I think dads like the summer.
Yes, well, I love it. I love when Father's Day and the U.S. Open fall together on the same Sunday. Greatest day of the year.
All right, let's finish with Air Canada. Here,
yes,
shall we?
Let's finish these ones.
Yes.
We are doing the first ever. Now, let me get that one straight because a few letters have been added to this one. 2S LGBTQIA plus flight ever in Canada.
2S.
I do identify with the progress flag. There is something in there that represents me as well. So it was a bit of joy having the opportunity to do this flight today.
Aujourd'hui, ce que ça signifie, c'est vraiment un moment très spécial. C'est vraiment un temps de visibilité.
There's one.
They're used to waving flags. Usually it's the white one.
He said, oh, no, that's the French.
Yeah.
That's not the French Canadians. That's the French in France.
France.
Emmanuel Macron and her husband.
There's Danny.
And her husband.
The safety and the well-being of all the passengers on board rests in our hands. So it doesn't matter who they are, what they represent. I'm equally responsible for all of them.
D'ailleurs, on aimerait vous souligner, c'est le moment marquant de l'histoire canadienne.
And want to celebrate not just our community,
just
but our freedom to be who we are, both at work and in society. Valuing people equally, both in the air and on the ground, and celebrating our identities, no matter what they are, with customers
just
and
just land the damn plane!
Exactly!
Frenchie!
Nobody cares who you sleep with!
Yeah.
Nobody cares who you sleep with.
Do you have
just get in the plane?
Get me a Molson.
Just land the plane.
God almighty. So it's 2S LGBTQIA+. That's like the upgraded like iPhone. It's like the 2S, right? It's the bigger screen.
Even Miss Rachel can't do that many letters. Speaking of communists, Miss Rachel. I can't believe my two grandkids in Maryland watch that garbage every day. Have you seen this?
No.
This idiot, yeah. Miss Rachel.
Yeah. Is that Rachel Levine?
She's a YouTube star. Oh. No. Rachel Levine is actually more cogent than Miss Rachel, who's a fascist, by the way.
I thought only Joe Scarborough used the word cogent. Nice work by you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Dawn, before the end of the hour, can you talk to us real fast about Kitchen Magic?
Yes, of course, because we got to have the magic. Heading to the shore, maybe dreaming about upgrading your home, Kitchen Magic can help you fall in love with your kitchen again. They're family-owned. They're right here, American-made, and, of course, tariff-proof, so your remodel stays on budget, on time. This June only, enjoy 24 months, same as cash financing. Don't wait. Don't put this off. Get started today. KitchenMagic.com. You can call them 1-800-237-0799. That's 800-237-0799. Kitchen Magic since 1979. KitchenMagic.com.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.